Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
There's no better time than autumn to get into a good book. So to help us find the right story as we settle back into the routines and the cosy evenings, we're joined by our resident bookworms, Waterford librarians Jenny Loughran and Tracy McEnany, who are going to give us their top reading picks for young children, for adults and for everyone in between. You're both very welcome. Thank you. Lovely to see you. This is my favourite bit of the day, you know, catching up on the books and getting a good list in place. So we're going to start, aren't we, with some books for the smallies in our lives, because we all need a good selection, don't we, for the autumn. Jenny, you're going to start us on this, are you?
Yeah, I found a new series called Kitty Quest, written and illustrated by Phil Corbett. Suitable for age 6 to 12. It's a graphic novel series. It's very colourful. It's very fun. We had three books and the fourth one has just been released. And they have great titles, Phantom Frenzy, Sinister Sister. And the characters are called Wolfric and Perigold. And they're cats that are down on their luck and they've money-making schemes. They're just zany and off the wall. And children
Sounds
that
great.
Age love them.
Is this for them to read themselves now? Or
Yeah, to read yeah. themselves. Like if you're into, if you've got someone who's into Dogman or The Investigators, all that kind of children's graphic novel, Kitty Quest. They'll love Kitty Quest.
Kitty Quest, okay. And it's good because it's got three books in the series so far and another
A
one
fourth
coming.
One just released, yeah.
Now, with more cats next, Squishy McFluff.
Oh, Squishy McFluff, the invisible cat, and they're written by Pip Jones. We have Ava, she discovers an imaginary cat in the cabbage patch and she's found a new best friend, and together Ava and Squishy McFluff get up to all kinds of mischief. And this one is good for emerging and confident reading, but also good for bedtime stories. It's a lovely bedtime story, but there's a lot of rhyming text in it, which makes for fun when you're reading the story, but also it's very good for reader development and language development in that age group. And the theme of invisible friend is very important for children at that age.
Okay, I think that's a good one now. I'm going to take note of that.
Well,
and we've gone through all the Dave the Unicorns in my house,
yeah.
All 10 of them.
Yeah, unicorns and mermaids. We're going to
see me
now.
Smiling.
And especially if you have a cat lover in your family as well, we do, because the real boss of our house is our Zero. Zero is our cat. But I'd like to have an invisible cat. I wouldn't mind. Like, she gets up to great fun with Squish. I'd love an invisible cat, you know,
Jenny,
in the car.
You can have an invisible cat anytime, you know that.
Invisible cat anytime. Yeah. Who will know?
You can have one today or right now. So we have another one now. Just remind people, that's Squishy McFluff.
Squishy McFluff.
The invisible cat series. The next one then is, oh, this is interesting because this is from the author of Big Little Lies. Her sister.
So Leanne Moriarty has written Big Little Lies and Jacqueline Moriarty has written these children's books, The Bronte Metalstone Sisters. Now these are massive in Australia where the authors come from, very talented family. I hadn't heard of them. It was a lovely reader, Abigail from Browns Road Library, told me about the books and I got my hands on them and they are fabulous. Age 9 plus, fantasy fiction, if your children like things like A Series of Unfortunate Events, those kind of ones. And they're really good. They're really interesting. There's pirates, there's quests, there's kingdoms. She's got to do all these things. Again, good for confident readers. But I would say even when your children become confident readers, you're never too old for a bedtime story. And these make for lovely ones for parents to read, even to that little bit older child. Like the kind of the nurturing experience of bedtime story is wonderful and screen free as
yes,
well.
Yes. Yeah. So the Bronte Metalstone series.
Jacqueline Moriarty.
Okay, these are really useful recommendations. Now we're going to young adults. Jenny, are you going to stick with this one?
Yeah, I'll stick with this one.
Okay,
for
go
now.
Ahead. Yeah.
So the first one I have really quickly, this is for older teenagers. It's a Belfast author, Kelly McCochrane, and her newest book is called Little Bang. It's about a relationship. It's set in modern day Northern Ireland. And straight away, I was thinking back to the Joan Lingyard books, Kevin and Sadie. But it's a very modern story. It's about an unplanned teen pregnancy. There's different perspectives from the female and the male side. It's very poignant. It's very heartwarming. It's called Little Bang. And her other book, Flying Tips for Flightless Birds, is one of my favourite young adult books of all time. But Kelly McCochrane, she's a Belfast writer. And again, more recommendations from library customers. Two lovely young library customers from Dunmore East Library, Anna and Ava, told me to read Finding Hope by Sinead Moriarty. Kind of age 10, tough themes in it, parental debt, climate action. I haven't got to read it yet and I've promised Anna and Ava
I
will.
I have a 9-year-old in my house who is waiting with bated breath for the next Sinead Moriarty children's book. And like her book, The New Girl,
about Safa. Yeah. I loved that one. So it's great when we get recommendations from library customers of all ages, but I'm particularly looking forward to reading Finding Hope by Sinead Moriarty. They're great books.
Okay. Right, Tracy. Now, this is where you come in, because we're moving to the books for adults. The last time you were on, you mentioned this one, but you didn't get into it. So you're going to get into it today.
I saved it for you, Claire. It's Honeybees and Distant Thunder by Raiku Onda. It's a book is pure joy. It's a debut bestseller in Japan. It was published in 2023. It translated by Philip Gabriel, and it covers 2 weeks of a fictional prestigious piano competition in Japan. If you like music and piano music in particular, this book will be enhanced. But I don't, you know, my knowledge of music is poor, but I still love this book. It's really, there's a great connection between the characters, the music. It mentions lots of piano pieces. You've got Jin is an unknown in the music world. He's a son of a beekeeper. He doesn't even own a piano. And he is actually in this competition because he had a gifted music teacher. And then you have Agassi. He's the second eldest competitor, sees this as his last chance. Then you've got Masaru, Prince of Juilliard. And then you've got Aya, a burnt out child prodigy who gave up performing. But this book is gorgeous.
Sounds really intriguing.
Oh no, everybody will love this book.
Okay, so this is doing really well in Japan, a bestseller. And the name of the book is Honeybees and Distant Thunder by Raiku Onda. Am I getting that right? Okay, now the next one, you say this one reads like a good film, which immediately piques our interest. This is The Woman by Kristen Hannah.
That's right. It's The Women. I gave you the wrong notes. The Women by Kristen Hannah. I love this book. It is from the author of The Nightingale. It's a story about 20-year-old Frankie McGrath, whose brother is shipping out to Vietnam. So they're having a going away party to mark his departure on the lawns of the mansion of their parents' house. Gorgeous house. She has everything she could possibly want, Frankie. She is training to be a nurse, but really all her parents want her to do is find a good husband. But Frankie decides to join the Army Nurses Corps and join her brother. But she is very green. She's led a very sheltered life. Is she ready for the horrors of war? This book is divided into two parts. So you've got her time in Vietnam and then her returning to a vastly different USA. It's 14 hours on audiobook and it's 450 pages a book. I read it. Loved it. You will lap this up.
The Women by Kristen Hannah. That sounds really good. Now, the next one, I'm listening to this at the moment, All the Colours of the Dark by Chris Whittaker, because there's a huge buzz. I could not read it. I felt like I was really missing out if I didn't. Now, it took me a while to get into it, but I am into it now, and it's really, really good because there's lots of different little themes going on through it. It's a mystery. You know, there's an investigation going on. There's a love story. It's great.
It's great. And again, I saw some of my colleagues reading this book. I heard some of my colleagues talking about this book, and I was kind of early in the summer getting the buzz, and I said, I must read it. And then I got a copy of it. It was 600 pages. And I said, what have I done to myself? And like yourself, it took me a little while to get into it, but there's a reason why it's the big buzz book of the summer. Like you were saying, Claire, so much plot-wise. There's twists and turns, but it doesn't lose its way. It's hard to talk about without giving away any spoilers, which I'd never do. But it packs all the punches for a blockbuster. There's a missing person, serial killer, love story, broken memories, decades-long obsessions. It's a hit and it's deservedly a hit.
Yeah, I mean, you've some book reviewers on Instagram saying that it's their book of the year.
Yeah, it's their book of the year.
All the Colours of the Dark by Chris Whittaker, which we're all in the middle of, but we'll come back and talk about it maybe when we've finished it. Now, this next one, this is something that, Tracy, you say is really popular in the library at the moment, The Animators.
The Animators is a 2016 publication. It's about a strong female friendship, successful women in a male-dominated field, and addiction. There's a lot of themes in this. It's sometimes in places it is a hard read, for me anyway. It's Mel Vaught and Sharon Kisses. They're animators. They meet on their first week of college. They're totally different in personalities. Mel is brash, whereas Sharon is the quite confident one. But they create a work partnership. And after 10 years of hard work, they have just released their first full-length feature. So they're on a high. And when there's a high in a book, there's always followed by a low. And these characters, as I said, they're best of friends, but the cracks start to show. And then Sharon sort of questions her role in this partnership as well. But there's a lot of trauma, a lot of backstory, a lot going on in this book, but very, very popular with library goers.
How does that happen? Or is it possible to explain it, that a book published in 2016 suddenly becomes really popular?
I don't know, but that's why I had to read it, because I saw it going in and out. Now, I did read this on audiobook, and I wouldn't recommend reading it on audiobook because the sound of Mel Vaught, I didn't like it. So, but I'm actually rereading it again and liking it. Do you know what I mean? So just the voices sometimes put you off.
Sometimes with when you're listening to mm-hmm. an audiobook, that can mm-hmm. be a problem.
But sometimes in libraries we miss out, like even the best of librarians miss out on books, and then we kind of go, oh, like tell us about that. Do you know what I mean? So we're always looking for recommendations.
Yeah, and then as you say, people see it going in and out themselves probably and they become as popular for that reason. Now, the next book for grown-ups, this is one, Jenny, you missed this last year, so I think maybe a lot of us regular people might have missed it as well. Biography of X by Catherine Lacey.
And I did see it going in and out from the request shelves and flying off the shelves quickly, and I just kept missing it.
It's a great little insight to the reading world that you guys have, isn't it?
Yeah. And like, it's funny because like it's Biography of X, a novel, because it is a fictional story. Catherine Lacey's the author. It's set in an alternative version of the United States, although we could end up with a possible version like it. This book really mixes genres. It's complex. Now, I'd recommend this book if you have a long plane journey or somewhere where you've got to sit around and wait for a while, because it's a book within a book. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gets complex. And like I said, the genres get mixed up. So if you've somewhere you've a lot of waiting around or sitting around to do, you'll be immersed in this one. So it's about X, an artist writer who dies suddenly. And her widow, who is wild with grief, hurls herself into writing a biography of the woman that she deified. She worshipped this woman. And although X was recognised as a crucial creative force for era, she kept a tight grip on her life story. Even her wife didn't know where she'd been born, and she starts researching her late wife's life, and she opens a Pandora's box of secrets. And it's set in an alternative universe, so all the time she's immersing herself into this fictional history. It's the Southern Territory, which is a fascist theocracy that split from the rest of the country after World War II. And in the present day, it's been forced into reunification. So you're completely in a different fantasy world and completely lost, but it's a really good examination of relationships and how much do we know someone even though we love them, and a great read, but definitely one to get lost in.
Okay, so
the
you
long
need your
plane ride or the big long waiting room time.
Okay, because you need all the powers of your concentration with that one, do you?
Yeah.
You need to get fully immersed in it. Biography of X, a novel by Catherine Lacey. Now, time for some crime picks. We love these. Tracy, this is a debut novel from Joe Callahan called The Blink of an Eye.
In The Blink of an Eye, Joe Callahan, absolutely fantastic. It involves AI. I would have been put off when someone said, you know, they have an AI detective in this. I said, no, I don't want to read that. Oh my goodness, read it. It's actually brilliant. She's written her second book, Leave No Trace, again using the AI detective and Detective Kat Frank. And then she's actually working on the third book. But what makes this book really, really interesting is Joe Callahan is actually a senior strategist carrying out research into the future impact of AI. It's the AI in this is Locke. He's the AI detective. He can appear in front of you as holograms. He could be a hologram here of Jenny or me or whatever.
Or the invisible cat.
And the invisible cat. And he can take different forms. So if I went missing, he could have me going through Tremor or walking down the street or wherever. A great storyline. They team up, the AI and Detective Kat Frank. So you've got the logic, the AI using the logic, and you've got the human being using the gut instinct. Great storyline. They pick two good cold cases and they have to investigate this. It won the Tweaks an Old Peculiar Crime Novel of the Year for 2024. And they were up against The Liz Nugent, Strange Sally Diamond, and they were up against None of This is True by Lisa Jewell. So it is a book you should definitely read.
And both of those books are great. I went back on my holidays to a Val McDiarmid book called A Place of Execution. She's just
amazing.
Isn't she just the queen
amazing.
Of crime?
But we love crime. Everybody loves crime.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You've got a crime noir book for us to finish.
A crime noir, and Honest Living by Dwyer Murphy. It's set in New York, and New York's portrayed to be really hard boiled, and it's set in the mid 2000s, and I think just before our world and our lives went completely digital. It's a shorter read at 300 pages. An attorney leaves a prestigious law firm and he starts picking up odd jobs in Brooklyn, and there's different stories involved, and then he has a big mystery to solve, and it's kind of about a big crime but also about smaller crimes that people can commit against each other. Obsession. We love crime, we love obsession. It's a good read. It's called An Honest Living.
We've loads more, so you'll have to come back to us, because we're really are heading back into reading season now into the autumn. Jenny and Tracy, our Waterford librarians, thank you so much for being with us.